102. Janie King Commercial Cleaning has your franchise waiting. Call 916-364-9800. Welcome back into the Lowdown. Thank you so much for being with us. Damian Barling, Jason Ross, and Ken Rudolph. Tony Romo is officially a CBS employee. He's been released by the Dallas Cowboys today. They're going to be giving a press conference or a conference call here within the next few minutes. We may bring that to you live. We may just roll tape on it and bring it to you later. Kind of depends on what's going on.
He's not official until he does one thing. What do we all have to do at CBS?
Oh, watch the videos?
Compliance training.
Oh.
He will have. If he doesn't do compliance training, I swear to God, I will catch a plane and go straight to Moonves' office. Because that's not. You know how much we have to do every month? I don't know how much you guys have to do.
Oh, quite a bit.
On the TV side, dude, it's like every 30 days there's a compliance training.
There's great acting in that.
Oh, my goodness. They should put that on their reel.
Yes.
They really should. They should put it on the reel. But he has to do that. I need to see his completed. Don't you
Where
guys
did Jim
I
was go this, wrong here?
Don't you I print out the, your thing? I always print out my completion so I can put it up so my boss can't say, you didn't do it. I'm like, I did it.
I don't do that.
You don't do
it? I don't.
So where we are, we have to because the boss will come around. The boss will come around. Have you done your compliance? Yeah, man. I printed up my thing right here. Okay. Leave me alone. Keep it moving.
I got a star.
I did. I have four.
Gold star for Marcus.
But you guys don't print out your compliance?
No, man.
Tony's got to print out his compliance. If he does it, he has to print it out, so he's got proof. I don't want him skating by.
Yeah, Phil Simms did it all.
That's right. Phil did it all.
So did you say the actors put it on their reel?
They should.
I was the sexually harassed in the CBS video.
I swear to God, someone did put that on their reel. I was like, you've got to be kidding. That is not acting.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, I guess it kind of is. That's always so great. They have such this crazy scenarios.
Yeah, they do.
So Tony Romo's going to be sitting in front of his computer watching Jan get sexually harassed.
He's got to do. There's all kinds of compliance.
Everybody
training.
Has these videos.
Yeah,
if you work
man.
Somewhere, you're listening, you know exactly what we're talking about. We have to do those same videos too. They, you know what I hate? You know what is Tony Romo going to get those emails from CBS that we get that tell him he has to change his network
password.
Every 3 months. Hey, mine's Romo 9.
Right, exactly. Cowboys 1. Cowboys 2. Cowboys 3.
I love Jim Nance.
Jerry's my daddy 1. Jerry's my daddy 2. Just keep
That's
on changing.
That's the worst. Like, once you've been here since the dawn of time. You were here on KHDK's first day.
I met Mr. CBS.
I can't imagine how many freaking passwords you've gone through. I have no idea what my password is because I've had to change it so many times.
It used to be a lot
and
easier.
And it made me think because I just got the alert that I have 14 J's to change my freaking password.
Why do we have to change it, by the way? I'm fine with leaving mine for 7 years.
Forever.
Yeah.
That's just the rule.
Every 3 months.
Yeah, every 3 months.
Crafty members
of our.
They
can hack into this all they want. Go ahead.
I hate it so much.
Oh, now speculation is coming out. A AFC general manager believes there's a 100% chance Tony Romo returns to play next season. Well, shut up, AFC general manager. Put your name on it if you believe that.
But then with that, okay, so he's gone. He's going to the booth, right? Mm-hmm. What was the one team that was really, 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 really waiting on him?
Houston.
What are they going to do now?
Right.
The macho man, Tommy Savage.
They'll trade back for Brock.
Oh, yeah.
So like, can we have that Brock guy back, please? Or do they go with Cutler or Kaepernick? I mean,
maybe Belichick's like,
Samacho man.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Come on, man. I told you this last year.
How can you go into a season with any confidence?
Oh, yeah. What?
If they're the Houston Texans.
His name is Savage.
That's why Belichick called today.
Snap it to a third down, huh?
We still got Jimmy here that we said we were not going to trade.
Oh, Garoppolo?
Uh-huh. Interested now,
Now,
huh?
If Belichick tweeted, wouldn't a top five tweet ever be if Belichick tweeted, what up, Houston?
Yes.
Be like the greatest. Awesome. The internet. They say the internet breaks. That would break the sports internet if Belichick tweeted.
But are you seriously think they're going to go in with that guy as their quarterback? They're okay with that? Knowing that they were just a quarterback away from maybe going to the Super Bowl.
Dude, what about this are you not getting? Come on, man.
They didn't love him last year.
Right?
They didn't love anything they had last year. I don't know what they're going to do.
This is his song?
Pomp and Circumstance?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the Macho Man's theme music.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're stuck with him. They put all their chips in the Tony Romo boat. That boat's headed to New York.
They need a quarterback that can throw. I don't understand why they don't go with Cutler. They just need a quarterback that'll sit back there and throw.
That's a good point. Now things get a little interesting because Denver, we actually speculated on this, I think, a week ago. Cutler and Kaepernick, they want to be starters. At least that's our belief, is that they want to be starters. We know two teams that were probably looking for a starter that were in the Tony Romo sweepstakes. Okay, Tony Romo's out. Now, what dominoes fall? What does Denver do? Denver wanted Colin Kaepernick last year.
But they're totally okay with Simeon and Lynch. I think John Elway's totally fine with that.
I think they may hold right there. Stand pat.
But
Texas, did Denver make the playoffs last year?
Denver?
Yeah.
No,
did they make the playoffs? No. They didn't. Denver and Carolina both didn't make the playoffs last year. Right?
Correct.
You know, actually, a perfect place for Cap is Carolina as a backup.
That is a good,
And if
Derek Anderson, who's a pretty good veteran backup.
True.
Yeah.
You could run. Don't you have two different offenses in Carolina? The Derek Anderson emergency offense and then the normal offense. Cap could run Cam Newton's offense if he's not ready for week one. Now, we haven't heard that he's not going to be ready for week one. But if he's not, again, and you're willing to, if he wants a backup role or if there are no starter jobs available, Carolina does make sense for him.
But is that going to be an issue between those two? Because they were on completely opposite sides of the protest situation, right?
They weren't on opposite sides. He didn't say,
Cam Newton was like,
didn't really say anything, right? Didn't he play the, I know everything is magnified. I can't say anything.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the card that he played?
Yeah. But I feel like that falls on the opposite side. Like, we have a rule. Like, if we have a saying, a good day. Either you are in or you're in the way.
He was Michael Jordan.
Ah.
Remember? I think that was the line.
Ceiling is roof?
No, not that Michael Jordan. The Republicans buy sneakers too, Michael Jordan. Yes. That one. Mm-hmm. Whereas I may support people privately, but I'm not going to say anything publicly.
All right.
We got MLB The Show 17. It is in stores now. MLB The Show is brand new with a brand new retro mode. You want to get your hands on this beauty for PS4? Call us now, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140, and we will get you all set up. As Jason Ross said there, the ceiling is the roof, and North Carolina are champions once again. Six-time, third time for Roy Williams, and man, that game sucked. That game was awful to watch. It had nothing to do with the guys on the floor, nothing to do with the coaches on the sidelines. There were too many whistles. There was no flow to that game. 44 foul calls, 27 in the second half. It was not fun at all.
Yeah, I had said it was a poorly played game that was even ruined by officiating. Because I didn't think the game was very good, though, honestly. I didn't think the guys that played well. But I had a bigger issue with the amount of calls than the missed calls. We are going to see missed calls, and they're showing them all over the internet. How did they miss this? That guy shot the three. He wasn't fouled. They missed it. It was the amount of fouls. When both teams were in the bonus with, I want to say, like 12 minutes to go, I said, really, we're going to shoot free throws? And then there was about a four-minute stretch where there literally did not go up and down. It was one-time foul, one-time foul, one-time foul. It's like, we're not watching this. This is not what we want to see. It was annoying, really. And it was like, just get the – at least it stayed close. That kept everybody watching it. Otherwise, I think everybody would have left.
Well, even – I didn't officially tune in until – because you guys were texting.
Yeah, we were all texting,
And I was like, what? And I was like, okay, I'm watching now. It's like 6 minutes left in the game. And there was a –
you probably saw the better portion.
Before the action started. I don't know if it was a foul or they were trying to determine if the ball was out of bounds, so they had to go review it.
Oh, and they had a bunch of those,
and
too.
And then they went to commercial.
Yeah.
It did one commercial, came right back. I'm like, and I was texting you guys, I'm like, how much money are they making in commercial breaks tonight? Like, what are you doing just going away for that 130 seconds and come back? You could have stayed.
Yeah.
And kept the game going.
But when we come back,
we
can show you Adam Morrison.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. What is he like in lifeguard in an 80s movie? What was he doing?
I don't know.
He was sunburned so
yes, he was.
Bad.
What is he doing?
Like, bro, he's never been the most handsome individual.
No,
but
he
my
was
goodness,
not.
He's never looked like
that. Remember,
a,
he used to have that horrible little catfish
awful.
Mustache?
Yeah.
Awful.
And remember his classic when.
He got two rings, though, by the way.
Right. And so one of those rings, he's in a suit and they win. And there's video of them celebrating, and Kobe's going around, and Adam Morrison comes up behind him. Yeah! yeah, baby. And Kobe turns around and hugs him before he sees who it is.
Mm-hmm. He's like,
and then Kobe kind of keeps on walking. It's like, you're in a suit. Why am I talking? What are you doing on the court? Oh, you're the guy in practice. Right. I remember you.
Can you give me some Gatorade, bro?
Yeah. I've seen you before.
It's like, but that's got to be.
You want an autograph, son? Like,
how horrible is that for a player? Wasn't he College Player of the Year?
Mm-hmm.
He averaged like 33 points a game.
Oh, he's amazing in college.
Crazy like that.
Yeah.
You come to the pros and you're useless to the team. The Lakers had no, they were like, we don't even want you here.
Now, was he torn? Because he was drafted by the GOAT.
Right.
He was drafted by Jordan.
I think you always go to your school.
Did he quietly just?
He was wearing Gonzaga.
He was wearing. Yeah. Well, it was hard to tell.
Tank top.
It blended right in with his skin tone.
How he was drafted by
Jordan. The Bobcats.
At that time. And then he ended up to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was trying to think what team. Bobcats.
Worked out really well in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That game was.
But that was it was not a good game, and
there's nothing good about it. I mean, just missed plays.
But how many? I mean, it's tough to actually find a good national championship game. Last year was good,
mm-hmm.
but it's really because it gets and to look, that point the, and it all slows down and it just grinds.
The ending to the game was great in that it was close.
Yeah, it was compelling.
Right? It's at least the score was close. At least we weren't dealing with all those time stoppages and a blowout or a semi-blowout or at least something that didn't come down to the final minutes.
I don't know. I kind of thought Mark Few did not do his job as a coach. They had a chance to get a shot, and the shot they got was horrible.
Yeah. Right.
He drove into the lane. There's two guys that are 6'11 standing there, and he's off balance. Like, kick the ball. The shot clock's not going down. Pass the ball out and get a shot. Set it up. They didn't even seem to have a play written.
When they showed the graphic, I can't remember how much time was left, but probably about 4 or 5 minutes left. And I think they said Gonzaga had gone 8 minutes without a field goal.
Yep.
And they were down 2. Like, how is this happening? And then they showed their shooting percentage. Carolina's was bad. Gonzaga's was hideous. Gonzaga made a few more free throws, but it was too many free throws. Neither team, it just, you didn't see the shot making.
But then there was that stretch with 5 minutes to go where someone hit a three off the window.
Yep. Right? Oh, yeah, the bank. And then they hit one right back.
I was like, okay. I was like, all right, now we're playing basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that lasted for about 45 seconds.
But then it felt like we were getting down to the last shot. And then it was like, well, one mistake. Wow, they won by 5 or 7.
And what were they doing that last? Were they just. They didn't seem to have a play once again where they got the turnover, right? Then mm-hmm. they try to go back the other way. Then they get the turnover and go down for the easy dunk or lay-in or whatever that was. I was like, that's what I was talking about coaching. I sent a text to you guys. I'm like, what was the coach? That was horrible coaching.
Right.
Your team wasn't even remotely prepared for the last 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem.
We had a run of really good championships and finals and last games. This wasn't one of them to me.
I think it kind of happens a lot, I feel. When you get to the last game.
I wonder how much the stadiums play into factor into some of these games.
I think they do.
I was thinking about that, too.
The shooting percentages are so down, and it is so different for these guys. If you've ever seen imagine how you feel if you've ever walked into, and I don't know how many ever have walked into a Final Four or a stadium that has a basketball court. This is a football stadium with a basketball court in the middle of it. So it looks a whole lot different when you're shooting at a basket than it does when you're in a regular basketball stadium or a regular arena. And I have to imagine that contributes to the play. You're only playing 2 games there, which probably gives you maybe 5 days where you're shooting at it. You're really trying to get a feel for the basket. And there's no fans there, by the way. So I have to imagine that factors into especially the low shooting percentages. Yeah. And
I remember looking at it because I remember looking at the court, and I'm like, wow, it looks so dark, right? If you look at it from certain perspectives, you're like, it looks so dark. But then when you go onto the court, you can see it's only dark around the court.
Yeah.
Like the court itself is really lit up, and then the nets are super, super white. So I was like, okay, well, maybe that makes it easier for them because then all the crowd, it's darker back there. It's shadows.
Yeah.
So they kind of fade back. And they don't really distract you like they would if you're in an actual gym.
Right.
Like if you're in Arizona and they're distracting you like crazy from behind the basket. So I was like, oh, maybe it's easier because the basket's like the net super white and it kind of sticks out on the court. So maybe it's easier for them. But you're right. I think with the lack of depth perception and you can't really tell exactly where things are, it makes it a difficult transition.
And it's always still weird to me. I know we've had it for years now, but to have the court a little bit above the bench and the coaches
have to step up
or they have their little stool. It's different, but that's, I mean, you got to house that many people. It's about making the money.
Yeah, I guess that's what
and
it
they're
is.
They're always there.
Yep.
Holy smokes, they're always there.
Because you can see the upper. I'm like, wow, can they even see the game way up
about
there?
That, but people just want to be there.
But they're there.
They just want to be in the building. Yeah.
By the way, Kennedy Meeks, once again.
Your guy.
A North Carolina hero now as he heads off to be a late round pick in the NBA draft.
Is Hicks going to come out too? The other big man that was making some things happen? No, he's not coming out.
I think they talked about him coming out.
I'd have to imagine he is. Yeah, I think so.
And I was just thinking about, I can think of three North Carolina national championships that are, I don't want to say suspect, but they got some help. Okay.
Is this one suspect?
They got some help.
Okay.
As in, because Gonzaga just completely couldn't do anything, and they made some mental mistakes in that last 2 minutes. If you want to go back, if Chris Webber doesn't mistakenly call the timeout, they don't win that. If you want to go back.
But that's not suspect. That just happened. That's not North Carolina's fault. It's not
a
break.
It's just you got a break.
Yeah. It's not like there was a gambling referee.
Oh, right. And
you
then
know.
If who threw the pass?
I want to say Freddie Brown.
I think you might be right.
To Worthy or something?
Worthy picked it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Georgetown.
If he doesn't do that, where he looks directly at him
and throws
and
it right,
throws it right to him. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Georgetown might win that.
But that gave us the birth of one Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Yep.
The legend.
He hit the shot, no doubt.
Of Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
You got to hit the shot. He did.
He did.
Absolutely.
People always forget about that turnover.
Was his shot before that turnover? Wasn't it? Because I think he hit the shot. Georgetown came down to have
and
a chance.
And then that iced it.
And right. then the
and
steal.
And then the turnover and the steal iced. Okay, yeah.
Which isn't entirely different than what happened yesterday, right? North Carolina hit a shot to put him up three and got a steal.
Yeah.
And then a breakaway dunk, and then it's five, and then they got another steal.
Another steal. Yeah.
But at that point, it didn't really matter. But
because that's all I was. I mean, I didn't really care who won, but it was like, all right, keep it close enough so that someone can hit a shot to win it, or at least attempt the shot to tie it or win it. And then it was the 1 point, 3 point steal. Five. No, we're not going to get that, are we?
No. Nope. Yeah, that was kind of a letdown, kind of anticlimactic at the end. But as you said, congratulations to North Carolina.
So Roy got another ring.
Who?
That's three.
Roy.
Yeah, that puts him, believe it or not, three. That's the upper echelon.
How many does Dean have? Dean has three. The late, great Dean
Smith? Yeah, because they're at six.
Yeah.
North Carolina's at six.
Okay.
So now we're talking, I think we're talking Dean Smith. We'll have to check. I don't know. I don't even know who coached Carolina before Dean Smith. But
well, did that interim Guthrie get one? The interim, like the guy that was right after?
That took over when
Or
when
did
Dean
he not?
Got, when Dean was sick, and they...
Yeah. Okay, I can't remember.
But I know there's Wooden, mm-hmm. Coach K,
yeah,
and Roy Williams.
And the rest of them, yeah.
What's Patino at? Two or three? Three?
One with Kentucky, one with Louisville.
Okay, two.
Right? Because Providence didn't win.
No.
But he did win.
I think
win
it took him to a Final Four, maybe.
But he did
Billy
win.
Donovan, yeah.
I think... I don't remember who Louisville beat.
That's amazing that you just said that, because Billy Donovan has two.
True.
Back to
Billy
back.
Donovan has two rings. Yeah. And when you're talking about three being in the almost, I know it's an overused term, but the Mount Rushmore of college coaches, he's knocking like on that door. He comes back, wins one more. It's suddenly, oh, Billy Donovan's in the upper echelon of college coaches in history.
How about Izzo? Is he at two?
H I know he Izzo? Has two. He might have three. I know he's got two, but
he's done a good job.
Absolutely. How many? Boeheim?
He has a recent one.
Boeheim only has one, huh?
Carmelo's?
Carmelo.
Yeah. Is that the only one?
I know he lost to Keith Smart.
Right, Indiana.
The
they lost
Patino
to Kentucky.
Patino is 96 and 2013. Those are his two rings, 96 and 2013.
Yeah, 96 Kentucky, 2013 Louisville. Are they both over Syracuse?
Your questions are too elaborate for my on the spot.
Hold on, I got it right here.
For those who don't believe that this show is 1,000% organic, those pauses are Google searches.
I'm gonna go with Kentucky over Utah, 96. That's my guess.
You say 96 is Kentucky over Syracuse.
Darn it!
Why do you ever doubt me? Come on, you could do better than that.
Oh, Lord.
And 2013
please
is
don't, please don't be Syracuse. Please don't be Syracuse.
It's not. It's Michigan.
There you go. All right. Wow, Michigan.
Yeah.
I don't remember them being.
I don't remember that,
don't
wait,
remember that at
Michigan?
All.
In 2013. Yeah.
In the national championship?
Yep. 82 to 76 in 2013. Rick Pitino is your winning coach.
I do not remember thinking
I don't
that.
Remember that.
That's
at
when the young man broke his leg, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Ware?
Yeah.
Young man that
Kevin
broke his
Ware.
Leg. And then they
Kevin Ware,
and then
yeah.
They kept on going, and they ended up winning. Mm.
I don't remember Michigan being relevant that long, that
was
recently.
Is Nick Stauskas on that team at Michigan?
He probably would have been, right?
Around there, 2013?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sauce? Apologize. Sauce?
Six coaches have three or more championships on the NCAA men's side.
Isn't
I think
it?
We just right. touched on most yeah. of those. And Wooden and Coach Cal are ahead of all of them. I mean, I'm sorry, Wooden and Coach K. Wooden and Coach K are ahead of all of those.
It is amazing to see all the coaches that have won that you've forgotten about.
So that was a big win for, if legacies are a thing,
yeah.
that was a big win for Roy Williams' legacy.
For sure, for sure.
That's three at North Carolina also.
Yeah.
But that's another question I was thinking about. Is it because does he feel like maybe a lot of people say you had all those years in Kansas and you couldn't win one.
Mm-hmm.
You come to North Carolina, which is already a strong packed program. You're guilty of some major NCAA violations. And then you start winning. Interesting.
Yeah. And I know.
And also he'd never spoken about that until last night.
Yeah.
It's amazing what winning does to people.
Sure.
All of a sudden you're like, we can talk about all of that.
Yeah.
He wouldn't answer any question at all for the past 4 years about that. Wins a championship. He got all the answers now.
Yeah.
Okay, coach.
It's interesting. It's not like they don't get great players because they do. But there was a time when they're getting, you know, James Worthy, Michael Jordan, some Hall of Fame, great basketball, top 50 type players. We were saying this yesterday, guys, that, you know, in his round, like the last 10, 12 years, nothing wrong with this class, but it's the Harrison Barnes types, the Raymond Feltons, Danny Green. I mean, nobody that's – I don't even know if it's all-star level of the NBA. Good players, a lot of guys.
Yeah.
But no – wow, he had Hall of Fame talent at North Carolina. He's got really good talent, NBA level. There's nothing wrong with it. But he's not getting these guys that are, you know, like we said with Calipari, getting DeMarcus Cousins, getting yeah. John Wall, Anthony Davis.
Yeah, it's true.
Guys that are just – franchise changers.
You know, hold that thought, Ken. It's 124. Janie King Cleaning Franchise Ownership is a reality. Be your own boss. Call 916-364-9800. Back with more of The Lowdown next.
Chris is a cold piece of work, man.
Hey, Chris, did we get a winner for MLB show, by the way? Did we get a winner for MLB? Okay. All right, congratulations to – Chris didn't take the cue there to give me the guy's name, but that's cool. Congratulations to the person who won MLB The Show 17. MLB 17 is brand new with a brand new retro mode. We're going to be giving these away all week. It's rated E for everyone. Welcome back into the Lowdown.
Do we have any Xbox 360 copies, or is it just all PS4? Do we have any Xbox 360? I'll buy it. I'll pay for it. I get a radio discount.
Go,
right?
go pay the promotion staff.
Discount,
hey, let me get
right?
one of those real quick,
I
right?
I got $10, man. I'll give you that. Come on, man. I really want
$10. What video game can you buy for $10?
I'm getting a radio discount. I work here. Wow. Is it employee discount? No.
No, man. No.
That's quite a discount.
The rule is if you work for two CBS entities, you don't get a discount.
Okay, fine then. I quit. I'm going to go home and call.
There you go.
So I can win it.
There you go. That's good thinking.
Then I'll come back.
Of course, most people would just have their friend call, but you actually want to quit your job and go home and call. I guess if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
Exactly.
So, no one can take away from Ken's dedication there. Roy Williams, three national titles. That's the most national titles for any program since he took over in 2005 for North Carolina. That's pretty incredible because Coach K has five, but he has some dating back
sure.
to pre-2004, 2005. Amazing stat. John Calipari has one.
Yep.
That's it. He just has a lot of first-round draft picks.
Didn't he give up trying to win national championships years ago?
He got awfully close. We talked about it yesterday, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They were undefeated.
Sure.
Sure.
It's hard. I mean,
it seems like it's really hard to win national championships if you don't have somebody coming back.
Probably.
Like I looked at
you have to retool every single year.
That's impossible. And then be able to get, you know, to the top of the mountain.
But North Carolina didn't.
They what?
North Carolina didn't.
They came back with the
guys who were there last year who knew the hurt and the disappointment. And granted, they didn't return the entire team, but they were able to come back and redeem, I guess, that loss last year.
Yeah, there have been a lot of teams that have been able to kind of make runs And I think I went back and did some history looking at the NCAA men's tournament, men's championship website for NCAA. And there are a lot of schools that do it. And it's because if you go back in the day, guys were staying in college. So you go all the way back to like when it first started with Dartmouth. They had 1942 and 1944. They're in it. Kansas, 1952, they win it. 1953, they lose it. LaSalle, 1954, they win it. 1955, they lose it. Because you're keeping the same guys. You're turning around and coming right back. San Francisco, where Bill Russell went to, 55 and 56. They win both years because he's there.
Yeah.
That's one of the great things ever. Where did Bill Russell go to school? Greatest. Oh, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait, who else went there?
Cartwright.
That's right. Bill Cartwright's the next guy that went there.
Who else went there? My sister.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they did not win a national title when she was there, surprisingly.
Well, they may have gotten
enough.
Rid of their sports when she got there.
Probably.
Because I think they got rid of their sports programs. I don't think they have a...
Don't they still have basketball?
Do they still have basketball?
Yeah, I believe they do.
Their interior designing program, though, is something else.
That's off the hook.
And that's what
I mean, Ohio State, same thing. 1960, they win it. 61, they lose it. Cincinnati, 61, 62, 63. Win-win loss. Duke, they lost in 90. Came back to win 91, 92. All the same guys stayed right there.
That's amazing. I forget that. When you talk about their back-to-back titles, that they were actually there 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm.
Even Kentucky, 96, 97, 98. They win it in 96, lose it in 97, come back, win again in 98.
And those could have all been different coaches the way Kentucky is.
Exactly.
That could have been Coutinho.
Patino was the winner in 96.
And then Tubby?
I don't know who the loser in 97 was, but it may have been Tubby. And then 98, Tubby wins.
Yeah, it was probably Tubby, both.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Wow.
And that's just crazy.
I was kidding. I was kidding. It's
no,
just,
that's how it works.
Kentucky turns over coaches quick ever since Rupp left.
Yep.
Because they were done with Rupp. That was it. Calhoun, underrated.
He's
got
two. Oh, yeah,
he's got three.
I thought he had two. Okay.
Yeah, Calhoun has three. Kevin Ollie, walked right in and got one. So UConn, I never think of the UConn men's program, but they're up there in terms of tournament victories. They have four.
That's pretty impressive.
Who is the best player from UConn? Is it Ray or is it Okafor?
Ray. Ray Allen?
Yeah.
You mean pro career? Or
yes, pro career.
Oh, Ray Allen. Right?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Ray, Rudy Gay. It's been nice. Rip Hamilton.
Give Kemba some time.
Is it Rip there?
I really like Kemba.
I think Rip was UConn. I don't know why I feel like you're right.
Kemba, yeah.
Kemba Walker.
I tried
Kemba
Walker.
Time.
Yeah, I had to give him some more time.
He was awesome in college. I know that. That tournament run that he had where they won 5-5 and went on to – that was incredible. That was one of the – I mean, that's a legendary tournament performance, what Kemba Walker did.
Especially when he's been able to also continue it in the pros. Like, there are a lot of guys that went nuts.
Again, it took him a while to get going.
In the NCAA, when they get to the pros, you're like, oh, yeah.
Once he got going, I think you're right. I just think that's the curve now. You have to have a window with your draft picks. You got to give them time to develop. Even if they're first, second, or third, there aren't going to be those freak show guys anymore. Or there, I mean, occasionally there will be. But it doesn't feel like those guys are around anymore. Speak the LeBron or Dwight or those guys who
or
come
Magic
out immediately.
Yeah.
Or
Larry Bird.
Even Carmelo.
Yeah.
Carmelo, I mean, Carmelo didn't, you know, Carmelo's compared to LeBron. LeBron came straight out of high school, but Carmelo went to school for 1 year. He came out, he had a better rookie year than LeBron James did. I just don't, there's not very many of those guys. And one of the best, you know, we brought this up earlier, Andrew Wiggins. It took him a few years. He's really good now.
Yep.
But it took him a couple of years. Karl-Anthony Towns certainly made an impact, but he hasn't turned things around for his team yet.
Not yet, but he's definitely tracking it.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
And then why is it every 5 seconds, even Kings fans are like, oh, what's wrong with these rookies?
Man,
did you forget that you have to give them a couple of years? Did you forget that?
You got when you look at the Kings rookies, one of the best – it's a great exercise. It's also one of the most painful. Go back and look at who else was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
So if you specifically want to talk about Papayannis and Scout and those guys, okay, go and look at the rest of last year's draft. Believe me, you'll feel a lot better about the Sacramento Kings draft pick when you look at the overall draft.
Exactly.
It's when you go back and you look at the Thomas Robinsons and you see the Damian Lillards or you look at, you know, whoever and you see the Steph Curry or the Klay Thompson. Then it's like you're pulling your teeth out. But right now, at this exact moment, you look at what the Kings got last year and then look at the rest of the draft, there's no reason for you to feel bad at all.
Yeah, yesterday when I saw that Buddy was named Rookie of the Month, they said he was the sixth Sacramento King. And so I thought, okay, well, I think I know the others. And I was then I had to look it up. And I was sure it was DeMarcus had been one. He never was. He was never Rookie of the Month because Blake Griffin won it every month that year. So I went, and then the last one was Ben.
That's why he doesn't like the Clippers.
Maybe.
That's where it starts right there. But then,
but Ben McLemore was the last one.
Ben McLemore was
Rookie
which of the
I
month?
Didn't. Yeah, he got it one time.
Okay, who were the other rookies?
Any guesses over the? Now that we're doing the entire 30 plus years.
Peja?
No.
Jay Will?
No.
Nick Skauskas? I have no idea. Man.
Wait though.
You're scanning the entire 30 year history.
Tyreek?
Of the
yes, because okay. he won it multiple times because he was Rookie of the Year.
Was Isaiah playing enough at the end of his rookie year?
Okay. Yeah, Isaiah got it a couple months, actually. Okay. So that's four. And then the others are
way back
90s. Yeah, 90s.
Walt Williams.
Nope.
Sedney.
Nope.
We can't move on because he's
Brian Grant
doing
it. And
BG.
LaSalle Simmons. LaSalle.
LaSalle Thompson. LaSalle.
No, I mean Lionel Simmons.
Lionel Simmons.
Okay. From LaSalle.
L-Train.
Yeah. L-Train and BG.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
You nailed a couple of them. Good job.
Ah, I thought I was going to get some more. I thought for sure Walt Williams.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Oh.
Yeah, I just pulled up last year's draft.
It's not an amazing draft.
It's I mean, really, when you start, you start it at six. Well, no, you don't start at six. I'm sorry. I saw Buddy Hield's name and immediately started at six.
Oh, yeah.
You don't start at six. Where did we draft last year?
Eight, technically.
Eight,
there, so it's Marquise Chris, right? So you start there and kind of work your way back, and then there's Papa Giannis at 13. Dude, you're there. Yikes.
They did okay.
They did fine.
Mm-hmm.
They did just fine. And the number one overall pick we haven't even seen yet.
Who's the number two?
Brandon Ingram.
Oh. Oh,
that's the other guy they tried to go get allegedly.
Uh-huh.
That L.A. was like, no, man, we're good.
I could see them saying, no, we're not trading.
Oh, yeah,
two
of course.
Pick
sure,
just,
I could see
that.
That
we just drafted.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, it makes sense, especially since some involved probably knew they were going to make the move to Magic.
Yes. It's 142, and it's time for Hot Tubs of Sacramento's 2017 Spring Blowout Sale, hottubsofsacramento.com.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is on the way. We'll explain here on Sports 1140 KHDK.
Dude. Yes. Wow. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is it wrong that I love the song?
Oh, this song is great. So how is this working? Is this Tony singing to you about this?
Yes, Tony singing to me.
Yeah.
Would you recognize? I love that song. I ain't even mad about it.
Who sings it?
Wait for it. Don't You Forget About Me is by The Breakfast Club.
Now, that's actually a band, and they sing the Wild Wild West. But I want to say, is it Simple Minds?
Yes,
it is Simple Minds. That's who it is. It is Simple Minds. Wild Wild West is the sing the Wild Wild West.
The Wild Wild West.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the Wild West.
Yes, that's
the Breakfast
Club,
really?
Yes, sir.
It's the one you don't know any of the words. You can just do the.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. I'm going to eat my M&M's now.
Go 80s on. Music is awesome. That's awesome. It's great that you couldn't do it during the commercial break that you're doing it right here as we come back. I love that you don't think there's anything wrong with it either.
What?
What?
You need help, dude. I swear. You are so touched.
I just realized there's an M&M machine right outside the door.
It's right there.
25
We've
cents.
Been here a year.
I know. I walk by that thing every day. I thought it was like a...
That's because you walk in mad 90% of the
just
time.
Blast the door
I
open.
I do just kind of blast straight through. I thought it was some sort of display. I was like, ah, that's not for me. And then
it's
I finally realized...
Display.
It's a display.
Like, check out our display.
I'm like, ooh, wait a minute. There's M&M's in there. Okay, which M&M's? I'm a peanut M&M.
Yes,
guy.
For sure.
Damien?
Peanuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's check them. They're so good.
It's his anniversary treat.
We celebrated way too soon.
Jason gave me a quarter.
Yep.
Yes, Jason gave you a quarter. I looked really hard to get you one, too.
I know. What's up, man? A quarter.
Dude, I don't have quarters. Who has quarters?
Jason
I don't even have cat. Yeah, Jason does have quarters.
Jason has quarters and hard
I got the belt.
And hard candy.
Yeah.
Jason's always prepared.
At the arcade. Remember that guy that had the belt?
Do you?
That had that, you know, just like a couple of pumps, and there's four quarters.
Yes.
Hey, you got a dollar.
Why do I picture Mike Barenboim having a
belt? You know he's got that.
Barenboim's the best.
If you've ever been to a KHTK broadcast, you've seen our buddy Mike Barenboim.
So what are we doing for our anniversary? What are we going to do?
We're doing a radio show.
Oh, no, man. Come
and you're eating M&M's celebratory M&M's.
No, we're not going to celebrate.
What do you want to do? You want to run to BevMo and...
I don't know. There's a bar right there. We just go have a beverage Sticky and celebrate wicket. The fact that we made it a year.
It was touch and go there for a while, too.
Many times.
Who are you telling?
It was touch and go a number of times.
It still is.
That's no lie.
Just because we made it a year doesn't mean a year and a day.
Right. Yeah. It's also our farewell
yeah,
show.
Exactly.
In addition to our
grand opening, grand closing.
Oh, well, this is good. I just got a text from Drew Davidson of the Fort Worth Telegram in Dallas. I had reached out to him earlier. He said we can call him at the top of the 2 o'clock hour, so that's good. We'll get a.
So he was at the presser just now.
He was. Well, I don't know where. I don't know, was that press conference?
Yeah, I don't know if that was.
I don't even know if that was in Dallas.
I think that was more for CBS.
Oh. Okay.
Announcing.
That was to get Tony Romo's new network password set up and get him his blazer and all of that good stuff. We got your opportunity to win $1,000 with the 10K a day giveaway. It's coming in just a matter of minutes. I'd say about 5 minutes or so. It's right before the top of the hour, every hour up until from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. You'll have the opportunity to win $1,000. Listen for the keyword when you hear it. Text that keyword to 80787, and that will be your chance to win $1,000. Always an interesting time of the year as we approach the draft, and I was reading an article from Brian Kelly. I'm not a fan of Notre Dame. I'm not a fan of Brian Kelly. I don't think I've ever been a fan of any coach at Notre Dame, at least not in recent memory. He was talking about his quarterback, DeShone Kizer, who's getting a lot of attention. As we head into the draft, we're just a few months away from the NFL draft. And Brian Kelly says, well, he still should be in college. The circumstances are such that you have to make decisions, business decisions, and he felt like it was in his best interest. I'm going to support him in his decision, but the reality of it is he needs more football. He needs more time to grow in so many areas, not just on the field, but off the field.
Wow.
Can I remind you?
Did you take that from the Pete Carroll book?
Yeah.
Can I remind you that Notre Dame was 4-8 last year? Can I remind you that DeShone Kizer was actually benched at one point last year? Mm. And he needs to go back to you and grow and mature?
But why
really?
Do this today? Why do this now? Right? I mean, like, if it's his announcement the day he says it, and then you get the coach reaction. Okay, you're putting a little – you're dampening the mood a little bit, but now it's time. He's going pro, and right. Now you're throwing this out.
Is this worse than what Pete Carroll did to Mark Sanchez?
No, I think so in one sense.
That was at the press conference. Right. That was weird because there was a visual attached to it. That's what made that awkward. But so here's the thing, though. Was Pete Carroll right? Think about Mark Sanchez's early years in the NFL with the New York Jets and with Rex Ryan. Was Pete Carroll right? And they weren't coming off a 4-8 season.
Yeah.
But remember, they went to those back-to-back AFC championships, although everyone gives credit
to
the defense.
Yeah.
But and where is Mark Sanchez now?
We take it the other way. Now that we've even seen his career, the way it's gone exactly, what would he be with one more? Why would he be better? I imagine you're getting better in the pros as well.
Well, I don't think that – I really don't believe, and I'm sure that there maybe is – maybe 30% of the comment is actually related to the player and the player's skills and their mentality and their maturity. The other 70% has to do with the coach and his program, in my opinion.
Wanting him still?
Yep.
Yeah.
Coach is like, he's probably thinking, I don't have the next guy. I don't have the next guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we going to do? And his job as the coach is to win.
Yeah.
That's all he has to do. So I could see coaches thinking, okay, my program's going to suffer if I don't have this guy for one more year. But it's such a.
But at this point, Kizer's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. It isn't like you're going to be able to talk him into coming back.
Yeah.
So you're just. Throwing shade at him, or what are you doing?
Unnecessary.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Is Wild Wild West by Escape Club?
That's it.
Club. Sorry, not Breakfast Club.
When you said that, I didn't feel it was right. Yeah.
I knew it was a club.
Yeah. See, what's close enough?
Yeah.
It was a club.
Dude.
What?
It was a club.
It was a club.
As Max MacArthur pointed out on Twitter, day's not over. Day is not
May
over.
May not make it a full year.
Yeah, well, we have to get to 3 o'clock to make it a full year. Drew Davidson, who was just mentioned there a moment ago, Drew Davidson of the Fort Worth Telegram, out in Dallas, we'll try to get a feel for what this Tony Romo situation is about, how it all developed, how much influence Jerry had on the broadcasting thing, how sure was Tony Romo that he wanted to go into broadcasting or retire. We'll try to get everything from him at the top of the 2 o'clock hour.
All right, it's 1:55, time for Hot Tubs of Sacramento's 2017 Spring Blowout Sale, hottubsofsacramento.com.
Your chance to win $1,000 right now.